This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Turn your tax refund into a new kitchen with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Renovate your space with new cabinets from Cardell. They're ready to install and come in a variety of styles and finishes with free shipping to your home. Visit our kitchen showrooms in-store. Or go to Menards.com for free estimates today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for all of our hot deals going on now. Save big money
at Menards. Something we talked about happening is getting closer this weekend, and they did a preview on a TV news station in the panhandle of Florida. The Florida Man Games.
The Florida Man Games kick off in just a few hours.
It is being called the wildest and craziest athletic showdown on earth. And Fox 35's David Martin has this ridiculous preview. Oh,
yes.
So the clips that they were showing were two people jousting, but they weren't standing up on any kind of platform or anything like they did in American
Gladiator. They were just in the grass.
They were just in the grass.
Let's go hit each other.
The first clip was just a guy jumping a fence.
Yeah. But he did it very well.
He did. I mean,
he did it very well.
It's weird, but bizarre.
Okay, they're showing all these guys with jorts and fanny, like American flag fanny packs and tank tops.
Honestly, all the guys in jorts, if they were cute girls, would be going to a country concert right now looking at
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, Florida Georgia Line is in town.
Yeah.
It's where the bizarre meets brawn.
Who's going to stop us?
Cuda Commander's going to stop you, boy!
You see how that little alligator did nothing to me?
It's going to blow up
nothing to
away
me.
From the like the beach.
Nothing!
It's where sanity is optional.
Drinking beer, having fun with our friends, and then jousting somebody.
Labeled the wildest competition sporting event on Earth.
Is it a golf course?
Yeah, I mean,
it
is
looks
this
like it?
Is this just
this
guys
like
that are friends?
A big event. Yeah, they've got a 3-minute news story about a bunch of dudes wearing costumes.
I mean, it's Beer Olympics. My friends and I do this every summer.
Yeah.
But it's like six guys.
Yeah.
Love it.
Welcome to the Florida Man
Games. I guess
games.
This is a preview. They're just out there hyping it. Mm.
Summed up with three words.
Wild, messy, and hilarious.
Where 16 teams of 5 athletes each from
all
over
quite a few people. All
athletes
right.
Is athletes stretch. Is,
With the Sunshine State will compete in 6 different events inspired.
Okay, he jumped that fence while wearing handcuffs.
I get it. Okay, I take back what I said.
Yeah, pretty athletic. Yeah. That guy's got some bounce, man.
That's pretty good.
Compete in 6 different events inspired by Florida Man stories ripped from news headlines, says organizer and radio host Pete Melfi.
Alligators, nudity, and drugs. We couldn't get nudity and we couldn't get drugs, but we definitely got alligators out there for
sure. Good job, Melfi.
Case in point, the evading arrest obstacle course, loosely based on the news story of 24-year-old Joshua James, a Florida man charged with assault after throwing a 3.5-foot alligator through a Palm Beach County Wendy's drive-thru.
I remember that story.
So he threw an alligator through the drive-thru window.
Wasn't there a video of that? I feel like there was,
Our competitors are going to be chased by actual police officers. They'll have to first break out of a set of handcuffs, get out of the back of a cop car. They're going to run through a swamp, pull out an alligator, slip and slide across a gigantic tarp on the field.
Oh, my God. And then it looks hilarious.
They will have to rescue a frozen iguana from an ice pool at the end of this competition.
Because they fall out of the trees in the spring.
The teams love it, but why?
Man, honestly,
Because I love God and I love America, and I'm here to be a Florida man.
I love it, man. I love the spirit of this.
Oh, boy.
Hope you can handle the Florida sumo event.
Sumo!
You're going to be trying to knock your opponent out of the ring, but you're also going to have a pitcher of beer. In your
These are great games.
They are. So they're, instead of being, well, the one guy's a little heavy, but they're wearing inner tubes around their waist, holding pitchers of beer in the kind of outdoor pool that Old Blue was wrestling girls in old school.
Yeah, just a little inflatable kiddie pool. Mm-hmm.
Their hand.
What aggression. Aren't they afraid of getting hurt?
Yeah, terrified. But you know what? That comes with the cost of living sometimes. You just got to go out there and do your best. If you die, you die. We're not going to die, though.
Don't speak too soon. You got to make it through the weaponized pool noodle mud duel.
This is going to take place in the grand Florida Man Games Arena, which is, of course, just a massive above ground pool filled with mud.
So what's at stake here
so
in the
it's going to have mud in it.
The end. $5,000 for the winning team.
Five grand? We could enter
seriously?
This.
Mm-hmm.
Second and third place get a grand.
So it's really going to be a competition to see which area in Florida takes home the gold, takes home the cash, and takes home the big gator head.
The public is invited to attend the Florida Man Games. They take place at Francis Field in St. Augustine. Ticket info.
Honestly,
is
riding an inflatable alligator down a slip and slide takes out so much of the risk of having your own body on the plastic tarp and, you know, going over sharp stuff and sticks.
Mm. Yeah. Sounds amazing.
I love this idea.
Yeah, this is funny. There's a great game idea.
I think this is going to get big. I think they're onto something. Good for them.
Yeah.
Work moves fast. From emails and reports to proposals and updates, you're expected to think clearly, write confidently, and get it right the first time. And every message counts. That's where Grammarly comes in. It gives you everything you need to think, write, and finish in one place. Or anywhere you type and text. You'll never have to switch tools or tabs. Grammarly's AI agents are built for how you work and where you work, so you can find the right words, adjust your tone, and predict how your message might land before you hit send. Your ideas will get a boost, while still sounding natural, credible, and just the way you want. For nearly 17 years, Grammarly has been the standard for responsible AI. It's the premier writing tool that 93% of users trust to get more work done. In a world of generic AI, don't sound like everyone else. With Grammarly, you never will. Download Grammarly for free at Grammarly.com. That's Grammarly.com.
Hi there, we are James and Dan, two thoughts of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.